Like to welcome everybody to the Coaches in the Mouth pod. This is Coach Jeff Williams along with Coach Daryl Fimple and the Mouth Brent Bender. Before we get started, let's recognize our sponsors. The Coaches Pod Network is powered by Lindsay and Associate. Our Player of the Week is sponsored by C.R. Crawford and Construction. Also, mandatory lending. Make sure you see our man Pete. Sports Clips, Hootens.com for all your scores and highlights. The Collective and Ben's Apartment, the Pigs Brand, and make sure you hit the like and subscribe button every week. That's what keeps us going. So make sure you hit the subscribe button, hit the like button also. Well, guys, another crazy week. Let's kind of get into it. We're doing this in the brinks of, looks like maybe the Arkansas Razorbacks have found their coach and Ryan Silverfield. Big fan of the show. We had him on earlier this summer. Think it's great hire and really looking forward to seeing him. Your thoughts?
Well, out of all of them, he's got a winning record against all of them.
Yeah.
He's got a couple wins in the SEC. He's 45 years old. If they'd actually give him some support here, you could actually get this thing rolling. You know, Arkansas's got to, you know, tap the brakes a little bit, thinking that, you know, there's eight wins or bust every year because it's never happened in our history. You know, you got to give this guy a chance because, seriously, I think it's, you know, where we're at, you know, as a football state right now, you know, giving this guy, you know, everything he needs.
No doubt. Matthew Follett, you know Coach Silverfield also. Well, you were over there with us when we interviewed him this summer. Your thoughts?
Just a fantastic hire. I love the hire. You know, you're going to have naysayers any way you look at it. But I'm going to break it down to you like this. Ryan Silverfield wants to be the coach of the Razorbacks. Ryan Silverfield brings an awful lot to the table. He's got NFL experience. He knows how to win. He's kept a program moving in the right direction from Mike Norvell and Justin Fuente. He embraces and hugs the transfer portal and the NIL, whatever that, you know, ever how much money we need to make darn sure he's got it. And the next thing I know, he had 78 newcomers come into Memphis this year. So let's get behind Coach Silverfield and let him do some cooking.
Yeah.
He's gonna cook.
Well, no doubt. He's got a great relationship with a lot of high school coaches in this state. He's recruited the state of Arkansas. Brent Hitt, he's got NFL experience, so he's a great evaluator. And then in the bottom line, you know, it's about portal and NIL, and that's got to get fixed. And then if they get him some support, I think he'll do well.
That's the other thing. Like you're looking at like Indiana, what Indiana did, you know, they hired a guy from James Madison who brought a bunch of players with him. You know, he knew and seen the talent and that level of play, got older guys, flipped that thing, and now that guy's making $11 million. So if this guy does flip Arkansas, you better get ready to pay him.
Exactly.
It's going to take you a lot more to keep him than it is. So if it does work out and you roll the dice, and some people are rolling their jobs on this guy, I'm telling you right now, if it does flip, you're looking at 5 years from now going, hey, we got to pay this guy $11 million. Keep him.
Yeah, and it probably go up between now and then.
Oh, God, yeah. No, there's no telling now in 5 years. Anyone, yeah.
Well, let's get into it, guys.
Can I add one thing?
Yeah.
You hit the nail on the head. Coach Silverfield knows the coaches of the state of Arkansas.
Yes.
And that is what our program needs so, so badly. A person that understands the importance of recruiting Arkansas. We need that in the worst way. Now, let's get to talk about the playoffs.
That's exactly right.
Playoffs, baby.
That's exactly right. State championship week, guys. Yeah. We're getting down to crunch time here. But let's go ahead. We got 3A and 4A are still in their semifinals, and let's talk about those games real quick. You got let's start with the first one. You got Salem at Mansfield. Salem has been at the top of your deal, your top six pretty much all year, Daryl. They've had some injuries. Mansfield just dismantled Bismarck. I mean, you know, it's back and forth right there, but a great Bismarck team that was in the state finals last year. This is a rematch from last year's semifinals at the same place, same time. What's your thoughts on this one, Daryl?
Well, once again, this is going to be like an hour and 15-minute game because both these guys kind of mirror each other. You know, Mansfield last week, You know, the Burton kid went over almost 300 yards rushing. You know, they were physical up front. They moved bodies. Salem's a lot like that. You know, the Brink kid too, offensively. You know, it's going to be really, honestly, defensively, which one can hold up, which one's kind of seen that. You know, Salem's been playing some close games. You know, Mansfield's got a, you know, the other side of the semifinals got Boonville in it, which they battled. You know, so they've kind of seen this. So, and Mansfield's home. That's a huge thing right in this game too. You know, Salem likes that, you know, that home game at their place. This is a huge game. But I think this is the game that I'm going to pick here, and I'm going to take Mansfield on this one. And I have loved Salem all year long, but I think Mansfield is right now hitting their peak at the right time, really take care of the football. And like I said, the Burton boys are kind of a difference maker on both sides of the ball, to tell you the truth. And then up front, I think they're really good on the offense and defensive line. So I'm taking Mansfield in that one.
Taking Mansfield. All right, Mouth, what's your thoughts on this with Salem-Mansfield, too, a heavyweight matchup like all of them are this week?
There's going to be – you better get there early because there won't be a spot for you to sit and watch the game. You may be sitting on the hood of your car with the lights on.
There might be some hill sitting.
Bill Helmore, Coach Helmore. Coach Helmore will be out.
Got to open up the hill. Got to open up the hills over there.
The Hall of Famer will be there. I do believe. Let me tell you. What makes this game so fantastic is, boys, what do you have to be able to do this time of year to win football games?
Run the football.
Run the football, baby.
And they know, both teams know how to run the football and get physical when they need to get physical. Don't go to the concession stand. Don't go to the bathroom because the line will be long. It'll take you longer to get to the concession stand than the game will last. So this is going to be just – worth the $8 to go see. If you go see it, if you live in that community, go see it. And my money is on the Mansfield Tigers.
Going with Mansfield. The Mouse going with Mansfield. I tell you what, and y'all stole my thunder on this one. You know, Salem's been a favorite. I like Mansfield. I like the way they're playing right now. I think Salem's trying to overcome some injuries, might get some guys back this week, and they've steady gone through it. But I like Mansfield. I think they're going to cash your ticket to the finals this week. All right. Same area here. You got Fordyce at Boonville right here. I mean, Fordyce, Daryl, last week played Charleston in overtime. Craziest thing I've ever seen in life. The go for two, kid from Charleston's helmet comes off, recovers the football, runs around, and the referees give him a 15-yard penalty, and Fordyce gets another shot at it. Boonville is, you know, was a three seed in that league, and here they go. They're, you know, getting a home game too. Mansfield and Boonville right there. What's your take on this crazy game of Fordyce and Charleston last week?
Yeah, you know, and Fordyce has finally gotten a little bit healthy too. You know, they've got some kids back too. Boonville, though, like, you know, we kept saying if they got on the right side of this bracket, which they did, you know, they're the mirror image of Mansfield. Big up front, got multiple guys that can run the football. They keep you off the field offensively. Fordyce is going to have their hands full there. And then Boonville's going to have to keep Fordyce from hitting the big play. You know, the big play is going to be huge there. Boonville's going to test the middle on Fordyce like it hadn't been tested all year long. So this is going to be a battle. But once again, Boonville's at home.
Yes.
I think that's a huge thing, especially in the playoffs, cold weather game. You know, whether or not Fordyce has got enough magic left that, you know, they can score some points on Boonville is going to be the big thing. They're going to have to, you know, Boonville's going to have to stop the big play in this game too.
Yeah.
But in this game, I'm going to go with the Red Bucks.
Going with the Red Bucks. Vince going with Coach Rogers and the Red Bucks.
I'm going to go with the Red Bucks.
All right, Mouth, this is a rematch from last year's playoffs. These two know each other just 365 days later.
You know, some things never change.
Yeah.
And we're to the same semifinal. We're to the same game that we were exactly this time last year, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, Fordyce has been majorly consistent all year long. They've gone through injuries. They're getting healthier. I'm going to tell you now, there's two factors in this game that who knows how the weather is going to be the first Friday night of December. Sure. Okay. The next thing I know is Boonville's at home. And Boonville is going to get physical with you. They're going to say, we're coming straight at you. Let's go. Boonville's got to be able to control the big plays of Fordyce. This is going to be a heck of a game. The Mouth is going with Boonville because Boonville is the home team.
Mouth's going with the Bearcats.
Hey, the Boonville, the big factor last week, you know, they beat Glenrose last week 47-14. Yeah. They had four guys go over 100 yards. They had 592 yards of offense on the ground.
Good Lord have mercy. All right.
So I got to switch my pick. I'm switching my pick. I'm taking Boonville at home because we're rolling. I don't know who can stop that.
I don't either. I'm going with Boonville.
600 yards of offense.
I know. And I think you nailed the weather. Pound and Grant. Coach Rogers did a great job and have overcame injuries this year also. I'm taking the Bearcats also. I think they're playing well at the right time. All right, head to 4A semifinals. You got Elkins, who took care of the defending state champion last week, and Arkdev. What a great game. And Stuttgart blows Bauxite out. They're the number one seed all the way through. Kane Price has been rolling. Elkins looks great on defense, Darryl.
Man, they do. You know, that was a heck of a game last week. 13-10, was the final in that game as a defensive standoff. You know, I think Elkins' defense is really, really good. I think they can run the football too. But going to Stuttgart, you know, Stuttgart's just got that momentum, got that one seed, you know, played that close game with Warren, in a tough league. Turned out to be one of the toughest leagues in this whole thing.
Best league in the deal.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, you got Stuttgart at home there. I think they got the magic going here. Been a big Elkins fan all year long. But I think Stuttgart's just too much for them. I think Stuttgart wins that game at home. I think Kane Price makes plays in the passing game and with his legs. That's what makes him so good, and they're so good up front too. You know, they've seen, they're one of those that they can make some bodies move too. Their offensive line is really, really good, and they got some threats on the outside too. So I'm taking Stuttgart home in this one.
Thanks, Stuttgart. Mouth, you were at Stuttgart last week. I heard you're going back down there this week. Your thoughts?
I'm going to be back down there, and I cannot lie, former Stuttgart resident. Love my time down there. Love the Rice Birds. Kane Price is just fantastic. That's all I can say. He's a much better athlete than anyone gives him credit for. And he just, being the coach's son, he knows that offense backwards, forwards, and sideways. Stuttgart they can run the ball. They've got great people on the outside. They've got big kids on the defensive line. They've got the total package, in my opinion. And it's going to be a great game. But the Mouth is going with the Rice Birds.
Mouth's going with the Rice Birds. Shocker. I figured you were doing that. But I get it, too.
Yeah, I had money on him doing that.
Too. But here's my thought process on this. Elkins, man, I mean, you're talking about Southside, Batesville Southside, went through those guys 2 weeks ago, went through Arkadelphia. Yeah. They're kind of like Lakeside, we will talk about a little bit later on.
Yes,
they are battle-tested on defense. But I think Stuttgart's got too much firepower. I think Kane will put them on their back and get it done. I'm going with Stuttgart also. Oh, man, here in the River Valley right here. We've got Uncle Bo. Uncle Bo's doing Uncle Bo things in the playoffs, in the semifinals again. Took down Prairie Grove in a close game last week. Dardanelle's been your top team all year in small school, top six. Darryl, break this one down for us.
Well, you know, this is one of those games that, Dardanelle's kind of the new kid on the block in this situation, getting there and they've used so many kids both sides of the football and really have came out on the good side of everything. And then Warren, you know, sawdust offense, baby, still works. I mean, you're going to have to score 40 or 50 because they found ways to score. That guy's an offensive genius right there. I don't know about if there's any openings, you might want to talk to Uncle Bo. I mean, you might know some players too in Arkansas that could help out the situation. I mean, it's about time he gets out of Warren, especially if he wins this game. Yeah. I mean, talk to my guy. But Warren Dardanelle, that's one of those games that you look at and you think, hey, yeah, that's not surprising now, especially in the playoffs, because you knew Warren was going to play well. They got things figured out. You know, last week was an unbelievable win over, Prairie Grove up there. Dardanelle, You know, Vega does so much for them offensively. Their offensive line's good too. They're set up for this game. They went out and scheduled kind of to get to
Yeah,
this game.
sure did.
To tell you the truth, kind of put it out there the first three games. And I think Dardanelle, it hurts me to say this, but I think Dardanelle, this is their year too. I'm going to take Dardanelle over Warren, but I'm not going to be surprised if Warren wins 44-41.
Oh man, putting scores
All
out
right.
there.
The other thing is we got to keep the people in the stands. All right. Warren,
Yeah.
we've been known to run out there. All right. We don't want to subject ourselves to some penalties. Okay. We got to keep those guys back.
Gotta
Just
keep
fire up the chainsaws. Just
them.
get the chainsaws ready, man. Well, we can have them.
Exactly. All right, Mouth Uncle Bo back in the semifinals where he's always at every year, seems like, against Mr. Vega down there at Dardanelle. They've been rolling all year.
Uncle Bo has just, as you said, just been doing Uncle Bo things since playoffs.
Oh yeah, man.
I mean, if there's not a coach that is more playoff tough than Uncle Bo, I'd like to meet him.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you this. Do I have to pick this game?
You do have to pick.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about both of these teams.
Can't have feelings on this show, man. Can't have feelings.
That's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to learn that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you, this game is going to come down to the one and only Creed Vega. Viva Vega. He's going to make big plays on offense. He's going to come over there on defense. He's going to make about 10 solos, recover a fumble, and get an interception. He's going to be the one player in that game that can dominate the game. That being said, I gotta go with Dardanelle.
Going with the Sam.
It could be 45-44. It could come down to the last play if you make a 2-point conversion or you get stopped. That's how close this game's going to be all the way through.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think Uncle Bo will have him ready to go. I think that Dardanelle is been at the top of the list here, and you nailed it. Vegas probably the best player on the field. Now Warren's got a few guys too over there too.
Yeah,
I
thank you.
yeah, the fellows kid and all those guys. I'm going with Dardanelle. I think we've kind of rolled them all year. And boy, if this comes true, this could be an interesting matchup with Coach Price, former Dardanelle coach, in the
Yeah.
finals. But
Yeah.
yeah, they got to do it first. So that's our picks with semifinals. Let's get ready for state championships. We got state championship week this week in 2A, 7A, 5A, and 6A. And let's go ahead and bring on Bobby Swofford, who'll be covering the game on PBS. Let's go ahead and bring him on right now. Well, let's bring on Bobby Swofford from the Triple A. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Jeff, thanks for having me. I'm rolling through the mean streets of Fort Smith, America right now.
Well, there's some mean streets down in Fort Smith. Spend some time down there.
That's right.
There's no doubt about this. Well, let's get into it. You're going to be calling the state championship games this weekend in War Memorial Stadium, and you've been doing it a couple of years. Y'all got a great broadcast. Tell everybody how they can tune in and see you guys Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, all the games are going to be televised live statewide on Arkansas PBS. If you live in the state of Arkansas, you can also stream it through the PBS website. If you live outside of the state and you still want to watch it, you got to pay a fee though, and you can watch it on the NFHS network. But with the based on the traction we've gotten on social media the last couple of weeks, excitement is certainly high for the playoffs this year in Arkansas.
There's no doubt. Let's jump into it. The noon game on Friday. You got EPC Cross County. They
Yeah.
know each other from the same conference. EPC's been there the last couple of years, and their Coach Powell's trying to knock down that door. But old Mr. Coach Pascal's over there at Cross County. He's been there a few times himself. This conference has been competitive. They played each other earlier. EPC came with a win. Two different teams this time of year, though.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, I think it was week four or week five when they met back in the regular season. It was a 4-point game, 20-16. I mean, East Point set's going to come in with the experience of playing in a championship, but you already alluded to it. I haven't had Memorial. They've got some demons to exercise. And I mean, what else can you say about Van Pascal and the career he's had? A third different school he's taken to a state championship. He's kind of bounced around the last couple of years, and all he's done is win. Of course, you got big Danny Beal, the big defensive lineman who's committed to Oklahoma State. They've got some playmakers, but this has got the makings of a rivalry slugfest. I mean, 20-16 the first time, wouldn't be a bit surprised if the score's pretty similar this time around, too.
Yeah, bringing God's country to Little Rock, man. Just bringing it on back down there. There we go. Well, then let's hit it. Then the 6 o'clock game or 6:30 game. Two. Well, everybody's been waiting on this. Let's just throw it out there. We got Bentville and Bryan. I mean, everybody's been talking about this. Both these teams, though, Bobby, coming off had come from behind to win last week. Bentville scores late against Conway. Bryant's down two touchdowns with just a few minutes to go in the fourth quarter, comes back and beats a great Rodgers team in overtime. Everybody's been waiting on this all year. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I put it on social media that the 7A semifinals were not for the faint of heart. I mean, you're talking about scoring in 10 seconds. And we'll start with Bentonville. They take down a Conway team. First play of the game, Conway tries a trick play, throws a pick six. Conway just can't get it out of their own way in the semifinals. I mean, it's almost to the point where you feel like they're a little bit cursed. They come back and they've got a lead on Bentonville, and you just have that feeling, Bentonville's about to go down and score. And it depends on how much time they left them, and it's exactly what they did. Yeah, but Jody Grant, I mean, what else can you say? You coached against him. You've been around him for so long. I mean, he's built the premier program in Arkansas adjacent to Bryant, and Rodgers. Oh my gosh. I mean, they're probably still trying to recover from that loss. You got a 14-point lead with roughly 2 minutes left. You try a fake punt. You think you're going to put the game away. And I know, there's been a lot of talk on the social media about that call. You never know. The players might've advocated, hey, let's fake this, coach. Let's put this thing away. Let's win it ourselves. And then it gets to double overtime and it goes the way of Bryant. But the two best teams, the two biggest football programs in the state, the two undefeated conference champions. I mean, what else can you ask for? For the first Friday night in December, the two biggest and best programs in the state duking it out for a state title. I mean, honestly, from a fan standpoint, I don't know what else you can want.
Well, that is exactly. I mean, we've been sitting here waiting on it's just two Brahma Bulls getting ready to roll. I mean, it's going to be interesting. Saturday at noon, you got Joe T. Robson. Everybody's kind of picked him all the way through it, been the favorite. They've struggled a little bit in playoffs, with Farmington and then Cody McNabb, Morrilton last week took them to the brinks. But then you got Lakeside, and Coach Rock down there has just run through a gauntlet since week 8, and comes back and beats Parkview last week, who defeated him in week nine earlier this year. Two heavyweights here. These two guys are on a collision course, played earlier this year. I think Lakeside's a total different team right now, though.
Yeah, they are. I mean, Robinson, again, was the clear favorite all year long. They had a lot of move-ins. The program that was first built by Coach Escola and kept going by Uptegrove is impressive at the 5A level. I had a chance to see them up close and personal in that quarterfinal matchup that you're talking about against Farmington. They really couldn't get anything going offensively other than Deuce Williams, who, by the way, is pretty good running back. As long as you can turn it around and hand it to number two, they're going to have a chance. He carried them in the quarterfinals and the reason they kept their season going. And obviously last week he was a big reason why too, but what a story Hot Spring Lakeside is, right? Oh, I mean, they're in their number three seed coming out of their conference, got to go on the road in the first round and beat a good Searcy team. Then on the road, beat a good Greenbrier team. Then on the road to beat Parkview in more Morrill Stadium. First time since 1975 that the Rams are in the state championship. Really, really cool story. What Coach Rock's done down there is impressive. You can kind of feel it building the last couple of years, just that program on the rise, and they're finally able to break through, knock off the three-time defending state champion. I think it's going to be a heck of a time in War Memorial. I think it's going to be a really big crowd. I think Lakeside's going to really show out.
Yeah, I do too. I think Chick Austin was coach in 1975. That's how old I am. I was only 2 years old, but my dad told me all about it.
Yeah.
But what a great story. And then the nightcap, I mean, another rematch. You got Greenwood, who's been unblemished, against Shiloh. And Shiloh's been a little quiet here, just kind of stacked wins through it. Beat the professor last week in Sylvan Hills, who've been on a hot streak. Greenwood just takes care of business at home as they have for about 70 in a row. So,
yeah, I mean, Benton came out and landed a couple blows early, had a 21-14 lead. And you think, okay, maybe they get a chance to pull the upset. I know Greenwood hadn't lost at home in, a decade, 14 years, whatever the case may be. And you think, okay, maybe they got a chance. And all of a sudden it takes one stop. You know, Benton goes three and out, short field on a punt, and bang, 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 Archer puts them in the end zone, and they're off to the races, and they drop another 60-piece. And that's what's so maybe demoralizing for opponents is you've got to play a full 48 minutes, and if you give them one extra possession, if you turn the ball over one time, you're likely toast. I mean, and that's the mark of a good program, and that's what the good ones do. As soon as you give them a crack, them and they break it wide open. And, you know, Greenwood's 38-0 under Archer the last 3 years. I haven't done the research. There haven't been many, you know, senior groups that have gone undefeated and won three straight state championships. That doesn't happen very often, you know, perfect seasons like that. But, you know, Shiloh Christian's been there. They've played him three times in the last two calendar years. They came close in the regular season last year, but the state championship game last year and even the regular season game this year wasn't as close. But they're kind of like that wrecking ball. They just keep hitting you. And they're so physical for us. A 6A school, you know, the enrollment's not there. You look at the football team, they've got 90 guys on the sideline. You know, Shiloh Christian at some point is going to find a chink in that armor because they played him so many times. I think it's going to be closer than it was in the regular season. Greenwood's defense is nowhere near to the level it has been in the past, but the offense may be better than it's been in the past. And so it kind of evens out.
Well, it has, and Shiloh had to play on at Greenwood, which is difficult to play. Get a neutral site, and we'll see where it goes. Well, Bobby, I appreciate you coming on, man. We'll be checking your work also this Friday and Saturday. We're always checking your work all the time. So we'll be checking you out.
They've got to keep me in line.
Exactly. Well, man, I appreciate you coming on. We'll see you this weekend for some great state championship games. Talk to you later.
I appreciate you, Jeff. See ya.
You know, listen to Bobby. He's kept up with this. And let's just start off with the noon game on Friday. And we mentioned you got EPC versus Cross County. They've been in the same conference, played earlier this year. EPC has been in the state finals the last 2 years. Cross County, Van Pascal knows how to get there, knows how to win it. And these guys, I think it was a 4-point game the first time they played. This will be an interesting matchup. The same conference. There's no doubt who had the best league this year in 2A.
Yes. Yeah. You know, 1-2 in that league. Yeah. And like you said, a heck of a game they played earlier in the year. EPC makes a return to the finals too. You know, Buchanan and, you know, Gaines are back. You know, they got the dynamic run game. They play those guys in the secondary a lot too. You know, Cross County's just a, you know, they're just like Van Pascal. I mean, they're physical. They're up front. They're moving bodies too. A little bit bigger size wise. I think Cross County is. And EPC, like I said, they've been there. They got that taste in their mouth. And I think this is their year. I think EPC wins this game.
Like EPC, Daryl does. All right, Math, your thoughts on this one over in God's country? They're just bringing it down to Little Rock.
Golly, what a matchup! You got to be there at 12. Everybody from EPC and Cross County schools and the cities where they are, the towns where they are, they will be at War Memorial
Stadium. Oh, yeah.
Oh, there'll be some police escorts out of town.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to have police escorts. Yeah, we're loading the buses on that.
The businesses in those two towns better lock their doors.
Yeah.
There will be loitering in every store when you get back. I tell you, this is a fascinating matchup. Van Pascal, he just does Van Pascal things this time of year. But I'm going to tell you right now, the key's going to be, can EPC match on defense Cross County's physicality? Can they keep them from doing what they do? EPC can score a lot of points. We've seen that all year. So, but that being said, neutral field, EPC was there last year. I'm going with EPC for the championship.
Going with EPC, you made a good point, Mouth, about can Van Pascal shorten possessions against EPC, control the ball. Did it pretty good the first time. EPC outscored them. I'm going with EPC. I think they've been on a mission all year long. And they're going to get it done. And Coach Powell and them are going to get that state championship this year. I'm going with EPC. Go ahead.
There's something to be said There's something to be said for being in the championship game the year before.
Well, they've been there the last 2 years.
Conway Christian. That was a game that EPC very easily could have won last year.
Yeah, it is, and they've got the experience, and I think that helps a lot in these situations. All right, the nightcap on Friday. This is the one we've been waiting for all year long. It's been 1A and 1B all year long in our big school. We got Bentonville, who I got to give Conway a lot of credit a little bit. They did a great job, got killed the first time they played them, came back the second time, had a one-point lead till the end. Bentonville drives down, gets the score at the end to get the win. Going against Bryant. Bryant's down two scores in the fourth quarter. Boom.
2 minutes left.
2 minutes ago.
And
finds a way. Matter of fact, I kind of clicked it off, went to the other game, and clicked back. And
Funny. I seen Coach Quad Saturday, and I asked him, I was like, did you get any sleep? And he said, no, didn't sleep at all. And I was like, hey, could you get them to play like that the last, maybe a little earlier than the last 2 minutes? He's like, man, you tell me about it. Unbelievable. I mean, it was crazy. I thought that was a done deal. And to tell you the truth, I thought Bentonville was in trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, I really did. What Conway did great was they stopped Bentonville from running it.
Yeah.
They made them throw it. They knew they were having to throw it. And, man, that really was effective. I thought Conway did a great job up front.
No doubt, but they're both here. Let's just put it out there.
We've been wanting it all year long.
And
it's one of those things that, that the best two teams, I think, are in the finals, even though they had to go through some stuff to get there, which is amazing.
No doubt. All right, let's break it down because we think Bentonville's been tested up here in the 7A West in a tough league. Bryant's been tested here lately. They've destroyed Fayetteville and then come from behind against a phenomenal Rodgers team. Break it down.
What a phenomenal Rodgers team that was. Bryant, I was really impressed with the quarterback. The Mott kid made some huge plays for him down the stretch, known to throw at the tight end. Man, he came up huge for him. I mean, that guy's a phenomenal player too. They went to their third string tailback that really, he kind of ignited them. Tell you the truth, he got in and changed the entire outcome of the game there. And then Bentonville, their quarterback place, has been great all year long. He really made some big throws there. Had a lot of – I mean, Conway's defense played really, really well. I thought that, Bentonville finally settled down, got some run game going there, and then towards the end of the game, they come up with some big, big, huge plays there. And this one, both of these teams are set up exactly alike each other. Both of them can pass it when they want to, run it when they want to, and you can't really take a lot away from their games. They're really good on the outside too. Both have, two Division I Power 5 kids on the outside, wide receivers. So, this is a match made in heaven. The only difference, I think, is Bryant is more disruptive defensively than what Bentonville has seen. I mean, both ends, defensive line-wise, they can get after you. They got two running backs. I mean, the linebackers that can run to the ball. So I'm going to take Bryant. I'm going to take Bryant in this one. I think this is going to be a close game again. I don't see it being a high-scoring game. Which means it will be a high-scoring game probably. But I'm like
I see it in the 20s.
17, something like that. Because I think that Bryant's just, they showed last week, it means a lot when you've been a champion.
Yeah.
There comes a point when you have a huge senior class that hasn't lost, and they're not going to lose. I mean, you could tell as soon as they scored the first touchdown to get it close, I thought, man, they're gonna figure out how to win this thing. There's gonna be something that. I thought they almost screwed it up by running the ball down there with about 30 seconds left. I was like, whoa, what are we doing? But no, they made plays down the stretch. Both of them did. Both of them are so well coached too. I mean, golly, Grant and Sanders, they're phenomenal. And I think this is gonna be a huge game. Huge game. Look forward.
Man,
I'm taking Bryant. Sticking with the Hornets.
Sticking with the Hornets. All right, Mouth. Bentonville Tigers, you know them well. You've seen the Bryan Hornets also. This is a game where everybody's been waiting on since August. Talk to us about it.
This is going to be a line of scrimmage football game.
Yes, sir.
End of discussion. Bryant just figures out a way to win, even though they had a lot of help from a questionable decision by the Rodgers Mounties. I really, really, Bryant's got the heart of a champion. Their head coach is 40-some-odd and 2. Is that right, Daryl? Something like that.
Yeah.
That's an incredible record. Coach Grant at Bentonville. He has an incredible record. These are two of the best defensive lines you'll ever see in high school. I'm just telling you right now. In a close one, the mouth is going with the Bentonville Tigers.
Going with the Bentonville Tigers.
Coach Jody Grant gets his first state championship as a head coach. That will solidify his career, which has been phenomenal.
Well, I've been back and forth on this one. I think we've all been thinking about it all year long and what it was going to come down to. I'm going to go with Bentonville. I just think it's kind of their year, but I mean, Brian, it's going to go either way. Whoever turns it over or screws it up, it's going to be in trouble. But I'm going to go with Bentonville. I think that it's just their year for some reason. I do. If they can keep it in the high 20s, I think we're pretty good. We start running in the 40s, could have some issues, but I'm going to go with the Bentonville Tigers. All right, Saturday at noon. Let's go to Saturday. You got Joe T. Robinson, Darrell, who has been at the top of the list, everybody's favorite in 5A. Lakeside since week 9, you've lined them up and knocked them down. They've had to go through. We talked about it when they played Searcy in the first round. I mean, they had to go do it the hard way. And mm-hmm. they still look healthy, beat Parkview last week. At Parkview, they've gone on the road and done it. Unbelievable job by Coach Rock. Robinson sitting there undefeated, untouched, and, you know, been in two close games here the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, like we said, they earned it, I mean, against two really physical teams.
Yeah.
Searcy and Greenbrier are very physical. Parkview, very physical up front. Coach Bolden could not talk any highly more of, what Coach Rockwell and them did, had a great plan. They just keep rolling, man. And like I said, defensively, they're so good. And then they've got the ability with Drew Morgan on the outside. They can run the ball now with the Omen kid. Walcutt doesn't turn it over in the passing game. Their offensive line might be one of the best you can see in high school football right now. I mean, those dudes, you want to talk about moving bodies. They can move bodies. So they're really physical up front. Robinson, on the other hand, they were without Deuce this past week. Morrilton showed some stuff there. Mm-hmm. We knew they would be able to score some points on Robinson. Robinson held tight, and then they scored 15 points in the fourth quarter. I mean, Robinson just turns it on, and here we come. And,
kind of a Brian effect a little bit.
Yes. They kind of just, they don't get off to a really good start most of the time. Reece Simpson kind of settles them down there at quarterback, and Robinson, like I said, they've had a phenomenal year. And here's the thing about Robinson. They've been one all year long. Mm-hmm. Everybody's given them their best shot, and they've survived every one of them so far. Does it run out here? And once again, this is a huge game because I'm telling you, all of us know that about coaching. When you get momentum and you get people starting to believe that you can move mountains, and I think Lakeside's right there. I think Coach Reynolds on the defensive side, too, helps out tons. He's been in these big games before with Jamie Mitchell at North Little Rock. The guy knows some defense here. I think he's going to have a great plan. I'm going to take Lakeside and the momentum right here.
Lakeside and the
momentum. And I've picked the Senators all year long.
You have.
I'm going to go Lakeside, and I'm going to stick with it because I believe that things line up. And then Coach Rockwell said 2 weeks ago you would have told me I don't even know if I wanted to talk to you. That guy's ready to go.
He is, no doubt. All right, Mouth, Robinson and Lakeside. Lakeside's done it the hard way. Robinson's been at the top all year long.
Lakeside's definitely earned their spot where they are coming up Friday night. They have earned their spot. And the more you watch Lakeside, the more impressed I am with them. I mean, their offensive line is moving the mountains that are in Hot Springs. I'm just telling you. They've got a Razorback commit at left tackle. They're physical. Coach Rockwell has done a great job. He's got a great quarterback in Wally Walcott that is just able to keep them between the ditches, make plays, doesn't make any mistakes, and got a great wide receiver in Drew Morgan. Robinson, they've sort of, in the last couple of weeks, they've been tested a little bit. more than they were in the regular season. And I just think it's time for the Lakeside Rams. And Lakeside's going to win a close one.
You're going Lakeside in a close one. Man, I've been back and forth on this one because I like Robinson. I like what they've done. I think that, you know, Daryl hit it. They've gotten everybody's best, and they really dominated Lakeside the first game. I'm going to go with Joe T. I like rocking them, and I could see him pulling it off. And you get that, and you hit that momentum that when you get going and rolling. I tell you what, I'm going Lakeside. I'm going to back out of that. I'm going to go back with Lakeside. The momentum, I've been there. When that thing gets going, man, it's unbelievable. A lot of things can happen, but they're going to have a big, big test with this Robinson team. All right, nightcap on Saturday night. I mean, how many times we've gone through this game? You got Greenwood, who has dominated all year long. Shiloh with two losses, Little Rock Christian and Greenwood. They did it the hard way, too. Went through the playoffs in that top division, took care of the professor last week, scored points, shut them down a little bit. Talk to me about this one. Can Shiloh come up with a plan to get this done before they bump up to 7A?
Well, you know, I'm sitting here, Archer is the first player in the history of Arkansas to pass for 10,000 yards and rush for 2,500 yards. He's all-time leading – go figure this one. He's the all-time leading Greenwood passing yards leader and touchdown score. Really? I mean, somebody had to do
that. They've had a few guys over there.
That's over 13,000 yards. That's up there with, like, Henry. All right? So, hey, you want to bet against that guy? I mean, come on, guys. You're going to have to score 50. It's got to be 50. And Shiloh, they're capable of doing that. I just don't know if you can keep up because anytime anything bad happens or you have to punt – Greenwood's going to take advantage of that. You know, they've got a little running game going, too, right now. Their offensive line's playing really well, too. You know, Shiloh, hats off to them. You know, they've gotten here, kind of figured that would, got good quarterback play. You know, they brought the house against Sylvan Hills. They were not backing off. They were coming after them the entire game defensively. I thought they had a great plan there. Kind of played them the same way they did Greenwood the first time. So I'm looking for probably some different wrinkles here. Because that guy back there at quarterback, Sylvan Hills, Tyler Hampton, is really good.
Yeah.
He ain't no Kane Archer, fella. No. I mean, he ain't that guy because that guy's that guy. And he's made big plays in the state championship games here. You can't tell me that guy ain't going to be fired up to, you know, win it on his way out right here and probably hold a press conference afterwards, hopefully. Might be some, you know, decisions made.
Go, man.
Can somebody talk to that guy? Is this legal? Is it legal for me to be doing this? I don't know, but I'm trying to help the guy out. I'm going to take Greenwood.
Taking Greenwood.
Right, for like their 90th title. I don't even know how many titles. It's a lot.
So much of them, especially.
Coach Young is, he's working on like, he's giving rings to relatives. That's how he's ran out of fingers. He's just. I mean, rings to relatives.
Rings to relatives. I love it. All right, Mouth, Greenwood, Shiloh. I mean, we've gone over this one 100 times in the last 2 years.
We've seen this movie before.
Yes, we have.
I'm going to tell you one thing. Shiloh, you better keep your foot on the accelerator the whole night. Do not use the brakes come heck or high water. Do not hit the brakes because – it's going to take 50 for you to be there at the end. And just so you know, Kane Archer will score 52. I'm just going to tell you, it's going to be the greatest high school football player, statistics-wise, in the state of Arkansas, is going to end his career with another state championship. And kudos to Coach Young for, I don't know, I think he's got, from an interview I saw with he and Kane, he's got so much trust in Kane, he just says some of the times I just call out a formation and tell him call the plays. When you're doing that, you've got great trust in your quarterback, and Kane Archer will put the Greenwood Bulldogs on his back and win his last high school game for another state championship, and another relative will get a ring.
There you go. Well, and I'm back and forth this. I think Shiloh will come up with a good plan. Played them pretty good last year in the finals. Yeah, and they, yeah, you know, in that part. But I think it goes back to what you both are saying. You're going to have to score 50 to beat them. And I don't think Shiloh can do that. I'm going with the Greenwood Bulldogs also.
The other difference in that game is going to be that the wide receivers for Greenwood are healthy. Yeah,
they're Hurst healthy.
They weren't beat up.
Yeah, they played them the first conference game week four, and they were banged up. So and everybody's banged up a little bit this time of year also, but they're kind of hitting their stride there. Well, guys, got one more week. Next week we'll hit this 3A, 4A, and we'll for the season. Been an unbelievable year so far. Looking forward to these state championship games. Great news about Coach Silverfield. If you want to see an interview, we did an interview with him this summer on go to the Coaches Pod Network, and you can pick that interview up if you want to kind of get to know him a little bit better. Well, before we get off here, let's thank our sponsors. Coaches Pod Network is sponsored by Lindsay & Associate. Player of the Week, sponsored by C.R. Crawford. Monetarian Lending, C. Pete. Sports Clips, Hootens.com. The Collective, Ben's Apartment, Pigs Brand. And make sure you hit the like and subscribe button. Well, for Coach Jeff Williams, Coach Daryl Fimple, and the mouth Brent Bender, we'll see you next time.